Today we will listen to the concluding three movements of Johann Sebastian Bach's magnificent St. John Passion. This live recording from the Netherlands is simply the finest performance I have ever heard of this work. The Evangelist now wraps up the Passion story by recalling the burial of the body of Jesus. At the conclusion of John's Passion story, Bach closes the Passion with not one, but two finales, both involving the entire ensemble. The first finale, number 39 in your libretto, has been one of my favorite choral works ever since I first listened repeatedly to this Passion in high school in preparation for hearing the Robert Shaw Chorale perform it at Goshen College. Rut Vol is a lullaby, sung as the body of Jesus is laid to rest in the new tomb. The music's rocking motion is peace-giving, something we need after the story's tensions, fears, drama, agony, and the horrific death. In this performance, the full choir will sing the A section, and the soloists the B section. Yesterday we heard the alto soloist ask that her eyes weep a flood of tears is her response to the death of Jesus. But in Rut Vol, we will hear the choir sing, in translation, "Rest in peace, you sacred bones or limbs, I shall weep for you no more." The final chorale, the most powerful of the entire Passion, concludes by asking that we too may someday rest in peace until we are awakened to be with God eternally.
Danach baut Pilatum Josef von Arimathea, der ein Jünger Jesu war, doch heimlich aus Furcht vor den Jüden, dass er möchte abnehmen den Leichnam Jesu. Und Pilatus erlaubete es, derowegen kam er und nahm den Leichnam Jesu herab. Es kam aber auch Nikodemus, der vormals bei der Nacht zu Jesu kommen war und brachte Myrren und Aloen untereinander bei 100 Pfunden. Da nahmen sie den Leichnam Jesu und bunden ihn in Leinentücher mit Spezereien, wie die Jüden pflegen zu begraben. Es war aber an der Stätte, da er gekreuziget ward, ein Garten. Und im Garten ein neu Grab, in welches niemand je geleget war. Daselbst hin legten sie Jesum, um des Rüsttags willen der Jüden, dieweil das Grab nahm.